Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, broadcasting from the home studios in Arthur, Illinois, a place we call the Parsonage, the House of Peace, the School of Love. And I'm here bringing you our fall series, the dynamic duo daily, Esther and Daniel. And we are starting to get into the thick of Esther, the book of Esther, as we bring you today episode 6. Episode 6 from the book of Esther. And in order to spiritually prepare our hearts and our minds for this reading so that God can be speaking to us as we're listening to the word, we have brought in a gaggle of monks to chant the rosary for us. That's what you hear in the background. We've got a flame on a candle of cinnamon cider representing the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's a soft, gentle flame buried deep inside the column of wax. And we brewed a special tea today. Maybe you've heard of it. That's kava tea. Kava tea. So as we begin episode 6, reminder, we are now doing a devotion at the end of the reading, and today's going to be something a little different. We're going to do a little prayer song about fear. So, I've heard the words fear, worry, anxiety, more than any person should hear. I've heard those words lately from so many of us, including myself. So this song is for all of us. But before that, we're going to have episode 6. Episode 6 runs from the third chapter of the book of Esther, verse 12. So we'll be starting at verse 12 of chapter 3, and we'll be going all the way through the end of chapter 4, which is verse 17 of chapter 4, 4:17. So 3:12 through 4:17. And remember where we left off yesterday in episode 5, Haman was introduced to us and quickly showed his character of convincing the king that all the Jews are enemies and that Haman can proceed with his plot against the Jews. To have all the Jews in the empire exterminated, killed. And we pick it up. And I guess I'll add, because it's going to be important for our first line today, that when Haman drew the lots, the Purim, to determine the best day and month to execute the Jews, the day selected was March 7th, almost a year from that day. So here we pick it up. On April 17th, Haman called in the king's secretaries and dictated letters to the princes, the governors of the receptive provinces, and the local officials of each province in their own scripts and languages. These letters were signed in the name of King Xerxes, sealed with his ring, and sent by messengers into all the provinces of the empire. The letters decreed that all Jews, young and old, including women and children, must be killed, slaughtered, and annihilated on a single day. This was scheduled to happen nearly a year later, on March 7. The property of the Jews would be given to those who killed them. A copy of this decree was to be issued in every province and made known to all the people so that they would be ready to do their duty on the appointed day. At the king's command, the decree went out by the swiftest messengers, and it was proclaimed in the fortress of Susa. Then the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city of Susa fell into confusion. And now we pick up episode 6 with the story of Mordecai requesting Esther's help, beginning of chapter 4. When Mordecai learned what had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city, crying with a loud and bitter wail. He stood outside the gate of the palace, for no one was allowed to enter while wearing clothes of mourning. And as news of the king's decree reached all the provinces, there was great mourning among the Jews. They fasted, wept, and wailed, and many people lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Queen Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her about Mordecai, she was deeply distressed. She sent clothing to him to replace the sackcloth, but he refused it. Then Esther sent for Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, who had been appointed as her attendant. She ordered him to go to Mordecai and find out what was troubling him and why he was in mourning. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the square in front of the palace gate. Mordecai told him the whole story and told him how much money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai gave Hathach a copy of the decree issued in Susa that called for the death of all Jews, and he asked Hathach to show it to Esther. He also asked Hathach to explain it to her and to urge her to go to the king to beg for mercy and plead for her people. So Hathach returned to Esther with Mordecai's message. Then Esther told Hathach to go back and relay this message to Mordecai. Quote, "The whole world knows that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out his gold scepter. And the king has not called for me to come to him in more than a month." Unquote. So Hathach gave Esther's message to Mordecai. Mordecai sent back this reply to Esther. Quote, "Don't think for a moment that you will escape there in the palace when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. What's more, who can say but that you have been elevated to the palace for just such a time as this?" Unquote. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. "Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I am willing to die." Unquote. So Mordecai went away and did as Esther told him. And thus concludes episode 6. The dynamic duo daily, The Book of Esther. Tomorrow we pick up with episode 7, when Esther makes her request to the king. But until then, we're going to cool down the monks, and we're going to bring in our daily devotional today, our song today, which is summed up in one phrase in the Bible, heard over 300 times, "Do not fear." I hope you enjoy.
Audrey Assad with the Porter's Gate sings "Nothing to Fear." Can you receive these words today?
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and the depths of the river shall not.
Oh, amen, church. Reminds me of the words of my leader and teacher, Rabbi, Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, who said, "What can you gain by worrying about today?" Amen. It's all in the Father's hands, and that's a good thing. That concludes our episode and devotional today. I hope you have a great Tuesday. Keep the faith. Keep hope alive. Walk with Jesus. Spread the love. And enjoy each and every moment that God's given you today. Amen.